Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Coming up this hour, we have a flashback by request. If there's something you've heard on a preceding show that you want to hear again, we roll our flashbacks. And all you got to do is email me at phs@philhendryshow.com. Later on tonight, Bobby and Steve Dooley from the Western States Homeowners Association about one of their people that lives at Western Estates, an individual and her husband. Apparently, she's taking medicine for depression, and this is a cause of concern by the Homeowners Association. Let's go to Jeff. Jeff, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Phil, we're really enjoying your program tonight, and I wanted to follow up on a thing that I heard that on your show. First of all, if you're not familiar with it, psilocybin, which is the derivative extract of the so-called mushroom, and this has been tested, and it's very difficult for a lot of people to believe, but I worked with the elderly. I worked in a few assisted living facilities, and one of the things that plagues older people, their skin dries out, and they are prone to a variety of foot problems, the skin cracks and so on.
Okay.
Psilocybin, believe it or not, if you make a compound using the mushrooms, what it comes from, and you make a compound, it is an excellent curative and moisturizer for this kind of affliction. And some of these elderly people who have cracked feet get very serious. There's bleeding and so forth. Okay?
Wait a minute. Are you telling me that mushrooms that psilocybin comes from, what do you do with it?
Well, basically what you do is you puree it in a blender and you turn it into almost like a mud, and the feet get soaked in it. And the reason why I'm telling you this, it's, some people know about it, but a lot of doctors probably are not aware of the fact that some of the active or the active element of this of the mushroom may get absorbed, and we've had old people get high on it, but it's only for the foot. But if you do soak your foot in it, I want to let old people know you will get high. You will get high, but it will not hurt you, and your feet will also be better.
All right. So if an old person who has cracked feet sticks their foot in some mush made out of magic mushrooms, it's a great curative for their feet, but they will get a contact high from the psilocybin.
It's unfortunate. Yeah, and it's nothing to be scared of. And there's a number of people who are trying.
All right, now hold on for a minute, because I got a gentleman on the line right now. Is this Lloyd?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, Lloyd.
This young man is talking about. I've had a problem since I was in the service. My feet getting cracked.
Okay.
Is the gentleman there? Yes, I'm right here. All right. If you have any of the, do you have the mushrooms extract? I have something that my wife's, the man that my daughter married is a guy, I don't particularly like him, but he left a baggie of some of these dried out mushrooms. Okay, can you get it into a blender?
Oh, wait. You're not going to ask this guy to do this now, are you?
I'm sorry?
You're not going to ask him to do it now, are you?
I want to try it because I've had bleeding and cracked feet for a long time. Get it into a blender. And try and, I'm going to put it.
Back away from the phone, okay?
I'm sorry. Okay, that's good enough. Now, what you do is just put that in a bowl. All right, I'll put it in a bowl here. I've had bleeding feet, Mr. Henry, since the service when we had a bad fungus, you know, on the ships and everything.
Were you in the Navy, sir?
Yes, sir, I was. Yeah, is your foot in? Is your feet? Are your foot in it? Are your foot in it? Are my foot in it? I love this. Yes, I've got the. I'm sorry, I'm a little bit nervous.
You're doing fine.
I've got my feet in it now. Yeah. Now the thing I want to tell you is, as your foot is in the shroom soup, you may.
Well, let me ask you, what do you mean by getting high?
You're not going to get high as in, I don't want a marijuana high. No, it's way more benevolent to your, it's much more of a benevolent
experience to the trip, you know?
What do you mean the trip? What is
it? He just be forewarned, sir, that there may be a little residual sensory change that you may experience.
Oh, I don't give a sweet Jesus. I'm trying to get my feet, you know? And but I'll tell you, when we were in the service, and I saw a Chinese woman, and she had on a kimono, you know? Yeah. And it was a million colors, and I remember thinking to myself, I go, I want to dive in there, you know? I dove into a lot of Chinese women. Yeah, I'll bet. Feels good, man. So, Jesus, this is boring. I'd like to get some music on him. Yeah, anyway, Mr. Henry, a lot of the things that are... A lot of the things...
What's going on?
I guess he's watching TV right now. Now, look at that. No, keep it on that Orson Welles. I love that fat ass.
All right, we're going to take a break, okay?
What?
I'm taking a break, man, okay? You got the old man with his feet in the mushroom soup, and he's watching TV.
No, keep it on Orson Welles. I want to watch that fat ass. Maybe he'll have a heart attack. I love that.
All right, thank you very much.
But anyway, I was going to tell you, there's a lot of things that...
Get out of here, all of you freaks. Hi. By the way, if you get some mushrooms, just puree them, stick your feet in them. 1-800-449-8686 is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. And coming up tonight, Bobby and Steve Dooley, we have our flashback by request. And we'll hear what that is here in just a few more minutes. And don't forget our website. If you're new to the show, you may think you know what's happening on this radio show. You do not. You do not. I don't care what you think. You don't know what's going on. Go to the website. It's a great place to sort of become acquainted with the Phil Henry Show and what our radio show is about, what makes us different from... a lot of the different other shows, you know.
You're worried about KY jelly.
Will you knock it off with the KY jelly, man? You're right. We ain't like no show on the KY jelly. And so go over to www.philhendryshow.com. www.philhendryshow.com. Visit our souvenir shop. Tons of things to buy for the Phil Henry fan in your house. And our best of CD... The Best of the Phil Henry Show 2005. It's called Are You For Real? All the money goes to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood, California. And we're very, very grateful for your contributions there. So we'll come back with our flashback here on a world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Oh, man, I've been waiting for this one. This is a good flashback. This is a request from Greg. Greg writes, Phil, is there any chance of you playing the episode where Father James McQuarters didn't want to give communion because he didn't want a handful of, quote, slabber, end quote, which is his Irish accent trying to say the word slobber. So here is Father James McQuarters, and he was talking about giving communion to, you know, some people who are mentally incapacitated. And he was afraid that as he gave them communion, they would slobber on him. So, Father James McQuarters.
Father, I was born and raised a Catholic, and
yes.
I'm appalled at your attitude. These are not imbeciles.
No,
they're not retards.
Not.
And somebody needs, Father, out of disrespect, because you are asking for disrespect from every Catholic,
yes.
every non-Catholic,
yes.
you need to be gagged. And you need to be gagged by these people that you are calling retards and imbeciles.
Well, I agree with the caller. Retard is over the line.
All right, forgive me.
You should be ashamed of yourself, Father. And I wouldn't want to take the body and blood of Christ from you with your attitude.
I'm a priest of God. You
Jesus
can't just,
Christ
you can't
healed
priests.
Father, Jesus Christ healed the afflicted. He didn't downcast them the way you are.
Yes, you're right.
You are the imbecile, Father, and I hate to say that to you. You are one of the reasons why there is so much discord in the Catholic Church right now.
I don't think so. I'm not molesting them, I'm just gagging them.
Pardon me, Father.
Oh, man.
I have a right to say what I want to
yeah,
say
let
to
the
you.
Caller speak.
All right, but can I just say, I'm finding wet pieces of salami stuck to the pews.
These so-called retards and imbeciles probably have a better mentality and caring heart than you will ever know in your lifetime. And I don't want to judge you, but I would not want to stand in front of God on my last day and before judgment and tell God why you feel so horribly about a child or an adult that has such an affliction.
So
if this were your mother,
Now
if
we
this
know
were
that
your
you've
mother or
God
father,
complex.
How would you feel?
You've got a God complex, judging me. I'm simply
no, you're
to
judging
say,
poor, innocent people
I'm not saying
that can't
other
help
than,
themselves.
I'm not saying anything other than they should be
they
quieted
should never
during
be
the
gagged.
Mass.
You well, should be gagged,
how
Father.
How can you hear the homily that I've worked my
that's all
we've
heard
off.
All evening on the radio is about how hard you work. Well, apparently, you're not getting the right words from Jesus Christ because Jesus Christ would not do such a homily as to say that a poor,
no,
innocent
I did not do
child
a
or an adult
I
needs
say that.
Gagged.
Well, hold on for a minute. Now, Father, she said something. Thelma said something very clear. God, as the other lady said, suffer the little children.
God never said anything
exactly.
about letting suffering the little children to the point that when I'm raising the body and blood of Christ before the congregation during the consecration of the host, I look down and I see one of those mentally, you know, deficient.
You called them imbeciles.
Well, all right. So
you
wearing,
haven't
he's
lived
wearing
your
something
life,
that
Father.
Looks like a satellite dish around his neck.
You have not lived your life yet. You could be in an accident. You could have a stroke. Anything could happen to you.
Can I
and
ask
let
a question?
Me tell you, God could put on you what you are downcasting these poor adults for.
Ma'am, the
I
fact
feel
is,
so ashamed to admit that you are even involved with a Catholic faith.
I studied in the seminary.
I feel bad that
chaplain.
The seminary allowed you to become a priest.
May I say something, Mr. Henry?
Go ahead. But you have to acknowledge the outrage of many people.
And I do acknowledge it. But I want to say, when you see one of these poor unfortunates wearing what looks like a satellite dish around his neck so he won't chew on his own shoulder...
Yeah.
I go up and hug them.
Can I
don't
you
call them imbeciles.
Right. And what do you do, Thelma, when you go up to receive communion and you slip on the drool and break your elbow
I've
or break your...
I've never done that, Father. Apparently it's only done in your church. And
yes,
yet,
it is, because we don't have the money.
We have children in wheelchairs. We have children that have this affliction, and not one person in our parish ever would feel the way you feel.
Have they ever?
Just,
no,
I
you didn't
so
answer my question.
At your attitude.
You didn't answer my question. Have they ever slipped on drool? Yes or no?
No, I have never seen that happen.
Well,
the lady's telling you the truth.
Because
I have never,
they've got one
never
of those places where they can put those... They've got one of those glassed-in areas where you put the droolers and the babies. And I don't mean to say drooler. I mean the mentally broken, you know, the deficient
And what
one.
Do you do, Father, whenever you have a child in a wheelchair that wants to go up and does this sound, but is mental enough to know that they want to go up and receive the body and blood of Christ?
We very gently and lovingly gag them. With some kind of a rag or tape.
I think you are terrible,
man.
Father.
Father.
I think
you
you're
know,
inhuman.
Well,
I think you are inhuman.
It's inhuman
and
to have
I feel
to put
sorry
the whole
for you.
Body and blood of Christ into
Don't
hands that are
Don't talk about the body and
drool.
Blood of Christ with me. My body and blood that, of Christ that I know
right.
would never agree with you.
Father, obviously this is not sounding very Christian of you, and especially when you say you're putting the body and blood of Christ into hands soaked with drool. You know, it's the fact is, like so many people said, Jesus healed the lepers, he healed the blind.
Oh, here you go. See, people like you always do that. You always bring that one out.
That's the Bible.
Well, he healed the you know.
That's the Bible,
you should,
Father.
Have you ever been to a leper colony, Thelma? I have. I've ministered to lepers. I've See, ministered, yeah. See, you haven't.
Well,
you'd
what
run screaming.
Your mind in your heart?
You'd run screaming.
Hey, everybody, this is Elliot Vanier. Welcome to the Elliot Vanier Show. By the way, I was diagnosed today with AIDS. Elliot Vanier here, playing the great hits for you here this evening. You got a song you want to hear? Give us a call because we really, really have got some great, great songs for you. Elliot Vanier Show, always happy to be with you. By the way, I was arrested for DUI last night. Steve Lawrence, always a great, great sound, a great sound from Steve Lawrence here on the Elliot Vanier Program. You know, if you got a song you want to hear, give us a call. You can also drop us a postcard and ask us about the songs that we play here on the Elliot Vanier Program. And, you know, we're going to be in your town very, very soon, so check our website to find out exactly where we're going to be. The Elliot Vanier Show, always the best music. By the way, the best side of my face was permanently paralyzed in an electrocution accident 4 years ago.
Hi, this is Steve Lawrence, and I love the Elliot Vanier Show.
Thank you so very kindly, Steve. Hey, that's a great, great sound. Isn't it here on the Elliot Vanier Show? Oh, boy. Hey, the weather outside right now, we got a nice, nice night for you. It's going to be a beautiful day tomorrow. Lots of sunshine, very few clouds. Hope you make it a very, very good day. Elliot Vanier here. I've got 6 months to live.
Hi, I'm Eartha Kitt. I love Elliot Vanier.
Oh, you're so very, very kind, Eartha. Thank you so much. Here on the Elliot Vanier Show, this is the show that the stars listen to. The stars listen to this show, the Elliot Vanier Show. I'm Elliot Vanier, and my mother committed suicide, and she was 94. Oh, that's Louis Prima. Any great singing happily as my life is coming apart here? That's right, Louis Prima. I just love that big guinea. There's Louis Prima. I really resent how happy he is, especially when my life isn't anything. I'm just a disc jockey here in a very, very small market, but I'm really enjoying things tonight. I hope you like this music we're playing for you. Give us a call here on the Elliot Vanier Show. Hey, and you know what? I'm really a woman trapped in a man's body. I'm in hell. I'm going to self-mutilate. Hey, little girl, comb your hair, fix your makeup. Yeah. All right. Fix that makeup. Get your face straight, huh? You don't want him to scream when he does. Elliot Vanier here. Hey, it's a really beautiful night. It's a great night to hear some of the big hits, the big sounds. And just give me a call. I'd love to play some songs for you, okay? By the way, I've got evidence that shows I'm an alien. Yeah, and I have erectile dysfunction. I'm Elliot Vanier.
Hi, I'm Peggy Lee. I listen to Elliot Vanier. When I was alive, I listened to Elliot Vanier. I can't listen to Elliot Vanier no more. By the way, I'm white, but, you know, I hung out with a lot of blacks, and I talk kind of cool.
Thanks so very, very much, Peggy. Wasn't she something else, Peggy Lee? You know, I'm Elliot Vanier, and I'm having a heart attack, I think, because there are pains going down my left arm, so I think I'm going to end it all right now, and I don't care anymore.
Elliot Vanier.
Okay, that's the Elliot Vanier Show. You're back here on the Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. We're back here in the Elliot Vanier Show. Hey, listen, I want to tell all you guys, I just had my wallet stolen by a 12-year-old girl. How about that? Nothing could be more humiliating.
The Sounds of the Desert with Elliot Vanier. I'm your announcer, Bob Cummings.
The Elliot Vanier Show. I'm the new announcer. Elliot will be right back, right after these messages from...
What I do?
Just talking to Mike, be the announcer. The other two guys have committed suicide.
Hi, my name is Barry, and you're listening to Elliot Vanier Show, and you got a...
Hello, I'm Father James McQuarters, and every time that I'm in this area, I love to listen to the Elliot Vanier...
Please, no!
Hello, I'm Charles Kuralt. I'm also dead, but I love to listen to Elliot Vanier, not again...
Hello, I'm Charles Carlton. Every time I'm into this town, I...
Peggy Lee, the boy from Ipanema, doesn't look at her. Well, why would he? I think by the time that Peggy died, she was 600 pounds. I think all he'd see there is just one big mole sitting there on a chaise lounge. All right. Elliot Vanier, hey, I hit someone on a highway 6 years ago in Florida, and I didn't stop. Well, I know what you're thinking. Why can't I sing like him? Wayne Newton. Ah, Wayne Newton. He always does it for me. He does it for me in ways I can't describe. He does it for me in ways that, frankly, the FCC wouldn't want me to describe. I'm Elliot Vanier, and good evening to you, ladies and gentlemen. Having a great time tonight playing some of the big hits for you. If you want to call, just give us a call. I want to remind you that I was a prison bitch, and I miss those days.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Tony Bennett, and I listen to Elliot Vanier.
All right, Elliot Vanier program. There's Tony Bennett. Isn't that a guy that can really make the sound sing? Oh, that Tony. I tell you what, Tony Bennett is fantastic. I bet you isn't like me. I've got one leg longer than the other one. Well, I'm going to call you irresponsible. I'm going to call you late because we got to get out of here. Elliot Vanier here. And just remember, ladies and gentlemen, my father, who I haven't seen since I was six, just made contact and wants to borrow money.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Coming up later tonight, Bobby and Steve Dooley, the president and secretary and vice president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association, on the rights of homeowners associations as they deal with the privacy matters. Ms. Dooley is the president of the Homeowners Association, and while a neighbor was on vacation, she went inside that woman's home and repainted several of the rooms because she felt that they would look better in the colors that she picked. Can you imagine the pair that she's got on her? We'll be listening to her and her husband's explanation of that coming up in a few minutes here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And don't forget that the Phil Hendry Show website is www.philhendryshow.com and that our email address is phs@philhendryshow.com. Now, I wanted to mention this story because we were on that Google Maps a few months ago. And I've got a standing, since we're brand new in Phoenix, I have a standing offer that if you put the name Phil Hendry on the roof of your house and it can be seen from a satellite, from the Google Maps satellite, 10 $1,000. But I better see it. And if you try to pull anything fast and cute with me, man, I will come to your house, and I'll cry. I'll stand on the doorstep, and I'll weep. I can't do anything more than that. I can't threaten you with violence, but I'll weep, and I'll make a spectacle of myself. I'll pretend like I'm your gay lover. And I'll just, oh, please come out, Barry. Please. And you'll be in there. I don't know who this guy is. Oh, yeah, sure. That's right. He doesn't know who I am. You're right. And I'll have wedding pictures of us, and it'll be a real mess. So don't tell me you got to sign. Don't go down my back and tell me it's raining, man. Don't tell me you got a sign on your freaking, on the roof of your house, and I ain't, and when I go and I look in the thing, and you know what I'm saying? Okay, thanks. Anyway, so dig it. Here's what happens. Something comes along, it's pretty cool, Google Maps. All right away, there's an article in a Seattle newspaper. Now, Seattle, for those of you who don't know, the city of Seattle exists so that we aren't happy all the time here in America. We can't. You know, it's not right for us to be happy. That's why we have Seattle, so they can remind us about all the scum-sucking, what kind of real garbage we are. Seattle will always bum your trip. Don't worry about it. You may be skipping and dancing and just having a ball, and Seattle sits up there like a pimple on the nose of the country, and some story will come out of there, some group of people who want everybody to be on a massive bum trip will announce some kind of a, you know, some announcement that, you know, something ain't right, something isn't cool, something isn't something. And now they're saying that Google Maps, there's privacy issues. Oh, really? Are there privacy issues? Well, I hate to break the news to you, man, but those pictures are about 5 years old. Are you high? What privacy issues are you talking about? Cats, this guy devoted a whole guy, well, it's Allison Lynn, and it might be a guy. Devoted a whole article about how the Google map, if you go to Google and hit satellite on the maps, you'll see the satellite, but you can see your house. Maybe you don't know this, but you can. Enter in your address, go to the map section, enter in your address, hit satellite, and you will see an actual satellite photograph of your neighborhood. And you can zoom in, and you can see your bloody house, man. I can see my house, clear as day. And my house was built in 2000, so I know it's a pretty recent picture of my house. But I don't see my car in the driveway, and frankly, I don't give a crap if people know it's my house. I don't care. What are they going to do? So what's going to happen? Some nut is going to, like, bomb it from the air? Well, they may try to climb over the fence and get to you. I'd love it. I'd love it, man, because you know what? I just got that new 12-gauge, and the spray radius on that baby, I can take out the whole front of my house with it, not just the door. No, I'm kidding around, of course. Not, you know, any freak that wants to bust into your house, what do you think? What are you going to do? Well, I don't know. I know what I'm going to do. I'll get out the freaking shotgun. I don't care if I lose a door and a window. I know I'll hit something. So half of his head's laying on my front lawn. Whatever, man. I can get up my hose and hose it off. What do I care? Rather his head be in the street than my family. So in any event, I'm not here to talk about crime because I don't believe in crime, and I don't think it exists. But the fact is, if you go to Google satellite images, you can see your house. It's cool, it's bitchin', and it's far out, you know? And in other words, so here's the thing. There's some parts, by the way, of the world that aren't mapped. So the United States is good. There's some parts of the U.S. that's blurry because it'll say, have not yet mapped this area, like deserts. And there's some countries. Britain is mapped pretty well. You get a pretty good look at London. Forget about the rest of Europe. But the United States is fairly well charted by the various satellite photographs that have been taken. And you can zero in so close, you can see the roof of your house, you can make out landmarks on your property, whether you say you have a pool or I don't know what the hell you got, or you're an apartment building, you recognize the street, right? So it's a very, I don't know what you do. It helps you find stuff. It helps you, for instance, figure out if I'm going to go to New York City and I want to know exactly what are they talking about when they say, 138th and Lexington, where I usually go to buy my heroin. I mean, what exactly? I'm kidding. But, you know, what is it? What are we talking about? So you get the picture and you look. Oh, yeah, there it is. So some cat who wants all of us to be on bum trip after bum trip. Where's he from? You got it. Seattle. He writes an article about how it's an invasion of our privacy. I hate to break the news, baby, but the United States government, the, you know, the NIA, you ever heard of them? What's the NIA? The DIA, Defense Information Agency. All of them, they already got all these pictures. They got pictures. You think these are good? You want to see the ones those guys have got. They got a picture of you. If you were laying on your stomach nude, they got it already right up to the rear crack, man, right? That's just ass. They got you laying there reading a Viz or a Mad Magazine, or they know what you're reading. So what's the story? I'll tell you why. Because the city of Seattle is on the map to do one and only one thing, and that's put everybody on a permanent freaking bum trip. Because the minute we start to have some kicks in this world, the minute somebody has a couple of laughs here in America, there's some guy living up in Seattle under a rain cloud, living in a really rainy, and he's got on a car coat, and he's wrapping a scarf around him. He's going to go down and get a cup of coffee. He's got the wispy freaking soul patch beard, and he's got maybe just sort of an Indian turquoise earring and his big freaking bifocal glasses, and he's pounding away on it and his keyboard as well. And he's writing a blog, and the whole thing is just one large war machine, and it's just a drag. And how does he know? Because he lives in Seattle. My wife says to me, and by the way, please God, if there's a God, let the Seahawks lose. Lose bad, too. I can't stand any team from up there. It all started when they got the Supersonics, and ever since then, it's just been way downhill. Because you know what happened? When the Supersonics come in, now every Berg went, now that's Orlando, and no offense, Orlando, but you know, you guys can't even figure out how to run my show live, so why should I care? So we got the Magic, and then we got the Trailblazers. Yeah, I'll bet you're blazing a trail. You know, whatever happened to the big town? So anyway, you know, this guy comes out of the article. I'm just trying to tell you that there is nothing violating your privacy on Google Maps, man. Unless you think an aerial photograph of your house that's 5 years old is a major invasion of your privacy. See, I could make this point. Wait a minute. Is there a map out that shows where I live? Yeah, that's a total invasion of my privacy. What are you talking about? That's where I live. Well, I didn't know that. Well, you do. That's there it is. It's on the map. Well, I got to make maps. I don't care if you're making maps. You ain't making any map that shows my town. Where do you live? L.A.? I can't take L.A. out. Well, you're taking it off. That's an invasion of my privacy. You might as well bend me over a barrel in a prison yard with five oiled up guys, all of them wearing those Aryan Brotherhood tats, and just work me over. Thank you very much. Thanks a lot. I'm going back to Seattle where a man can be free. Where a man can be free, and the salmon is so delicious. And by the way, that's all we eat because the cows are insane. They all come from Canada, and they're just reeking with disease. Thank you so very deeply. Call me irresponsible. I'm Wayne Newton. All right, 1-800-449-8686. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
I moved to Seattle when I was 22. I wanted to find myself, and I went into a club, and I heard this wonderful music. I'd never heard the music there or anything. I went and I had a cup of coffee. And I went to the international market and I got some clams. And I'll tell you a very interesting story. The clams that I bought were bad. They had they were rife with botulism. But the disease, which eventually I lost the lower part of my intestines from, I hallucinated from the fever because I got an infection. And I said, I'm moving to Bainbridge Island because isn't that where Michael Douglas lived in Disclosure, right? So he came over on the ferry and, well, the ferry that he came over on was me.
Michael Douglas rides a ferry in Seattle. Next on House. I recorded this in Seattle. What is it? All of these people going, ah. That's the only town where you can find people who just stand there and do that. Almost like it's not quite a choir. It's like they've been lobotomized. In other words, they're zombies in a church. They're not people. See that? See, that's not people. That's a zombie church thing. It's a trip.
And so Seattle continues along. Next on CBS Reports.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Bobby and Steve Dooley coming up in a few minutes. Father McQuarters?
Hello, Phil.
How are you, sir?
Phil, I was listening to your broadcast this evening. I heard my voice, and I wanted to call you with a comment.
Well, we played a previous show you're on.
Yes, I heard that one of the callers was taking me to task about some of these the mentally retarded young people that were in the church that day.
Well, you mentioned you had a couple of kids that were mentally retarded and they were making noises.
Well, yes, I did. But the reason why I'm taking exception to the phone call that I heard from one lady, that I'm referring directly to that.
And the phone call that we played this hour was a lady who was angry with you, yeah.
I'm referring to that. And I'll tell you for why I'm referring to that, because I'm listening to this woman, and it did not occur to me at the time that the woman was talking to me as if I was a guard, you know, one of her slaves or something, you know. Do you know what I mean, Phil?
Well, she was angry with you.
But she lost sight of something. She lost sight of the fact that I'm a priest. And Phil, she lost.
Well, she was being, excuse me, she was being very pointed at.
No, she was being. Not only was she being pointed, she called me stupid. She called me names. She completely forgot the fact that I am a priest, a Roman Catholic priest, and as such, I am a direct descendant of Saint Peter. And Peter was the founder of the church. He was the rock upon which Jesus built the church, the first pope. I am a direct descendant of that, and for that woman to call the program, no matter what I was speaking about, and to refer to me in ways that she referred to me, I think at one point she questioned my decency, my morality. I will tell you that it made me feel sick to my stomach to hear myself almost eviscerated like that on the radio.
Well, she's entitled to her opinion.
What is that?
She's entitled to her opinion.
She is not entitled to speak to me in that kind of a derogatory fashion. No one is entitled to speak to a priest that way. And no...
Wait a minute, Father. What about the priests? What if a priest is wrong...
It doesn't matter if a priest is wrong. If a priest is wrong, he's spoken to by his superior. He's spoken to by the cardinal, the bishop. He's spoken to by the monsignor. He's spoken to by the individual in charge of the rectory. He's not spoken to by a parishioner or someone who has just come out of a pew someplace to come to say, well, that was a great homily, Father, you know, but I would have done it better this way. We don't want to hear it. We're not interested in it. And I would remind that lady, and I would remind anyone who thinks they're going to talk to me as if I'm as if I'm working as a butler in their house, you better think twice before you get into my face and start telling me these things, because I'll tell you right now, you'll see five knuckles and then the lights go out. And I mean that...
Oh, come on, Father. The people are...
No, it really upsets me. But
the people have a right. What about those guys that were molesting kids? Do people have a right to talk to them that way?
I don't care. The molesting children was a terrible thing. It was a terrible crime, but they're dealt with by the church. They're not dealt with by someone that comes out of a pew with holes in the bottom of his shoes. He comes out of the pew and he's going to tell me about my homily? I worked my ass off on it. I'm going to be listening to that.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
For me, my homily, Blue Ape. No one tells me my homily, Blue Ape.
Would you get out of here with your homily? Who cares? And no one walks up to a priest and says, oh, hi, Father, your homily, Blue Ape. Yeah, that's right. Anyway, it's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and in a few minutes we will be talking with Bobby and Steve Dooley about this issue of a homeowners association president entering someone's home and actually changing the interior decoration. This woman's home that Ms. Dooley went into apparently was a woman afflicted with depression. She found not only medicine, but some other things, too. And our web address, again, www.philhendryshow.com. Now, we do the occasional webcast, and we're about due for another webcast, so stay tuned for that. And what we do is we stick a camera. We got, like, four cameras, man. We're good to go for webcasts. So we're all, like, webcast ready. So make sure you get a backstage pass. You're missing out. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.